You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bill Bartman. He's the former CEO of Commercial Financial Services, the current CEO of Bartman Enterprises, and the author of the upcoming book, Bailout Riches. He joins me now to talk about the government's plan to deal with all the toxic assets that remain on the books from the mortgage collapse and other reasons. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, it is my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, that was supposed to be the idea of the original TARP bill passed last fall, was to gobble up the toxic assets, remove those bad loans and so forth from the books of the banks and everything else. Didn't really work out that way, so now there's this partnership that the Obama administration is pushing for the government to encourage private investors to take the gamble on that. Is that something you believe that private investors ought to jump for?
Absolutely, I do. The TARP program was originally announced, as you correctly pointed out, didn't work quite the way they advertised. End up using the money to recapitalize banks rather than to buy bad loans. And I think the Obama administration has finally, you know, figured it out to their great shame that this new program literally has a solution to take all of the bad loans out of all 8,300 banks in America and do it all in one fell swoop, which will then create an environment for those banks to begin to thrive again.
How exactly does this work? I know the government is fronting a lot of the money that is supposed to entice private investors to get into this market. Explain what folks need to know and why you think it's a good move for them.
Well, it's a great move. And here's the way it works, Greg, and it's so exciting that Main Street America finally gets a bailout. I mean, all of the bailouts here historically, the last 5-6 months, have been for Wall Street or the insurance industry or maybe even for the banking industry or the auto industry. And bless their heart that they all got theirs. Now it's our turn. We on Main Street America, average citizens, get a chance to participate in an opportunity where we can purchase bad loans at an extreme discount to face value, and the government's going to help us fund it. Here's the mechanics. If we put a dollar on the table to buy bad loans with, Treasury will match that dollar. Now there's $2 on the table for us to use to buy bad loans. Well, the FDIC then comes in and says, gentlemen, I will lend $6 for every dollar on the table, and since there's $2 on the table, one from us, one from Treasury, the FDIC puts a total of $12 on the table. Now we have $14 to go and buy bad loans, and yet we, the average investor, we only put $1 of that $14 on the table. And now you say, well, $14 wouldn't buy you many loans. Well, a dollar was just the example. What if that were $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000? Think of now the size of the pile of money that's on the table to go buy bad loans. So this is going to be a great opportunity for average citizens to get involved in an industry that they can make just a very, very large sum of money from.
Well, how much will the government want back out of the money that it's investing here?
Well, the government gets two shares. One, they are putting the $12 or the $14 on the table. They're going to want that to be repaid, but just straight up, just as a loan. Now, then the government, the Treasury, will want to share 50% of the profits that this company, this partnership between, say, Greg and Treasury go create. The Treasury will be entitled to 50% of the profits because, remember, you put $1 in and Treasury put $1 in. So that's the good news for you is you're getting the U.S. Treasury as a business partner and the FDIC is going to guarantee your loan.
Is it a guarantee of a profit? What kind of risk are we talking about here?
The risk you will take is you will end up having put $1 on the table for the $14 that are being invested. So, yes, you will be at risk for that $1, but you will not be at risk for repaying the loan. The loan the FDIC is putting on the table, the $12, is a non-recourse loan to you. The $1 the Treasury is putting on is non-recourse to you. So if the whole experiment fails, you've lost $1, not $14.
And then in terms of how many investors are needed and how long something like this takes before it's sorted out, what do we expect there?
We see this opportunity having thousands and thousands of individual investors because, again, the government has offered this special preference to minorities, women, disabled, and veterans. And by sheer definition, when they have done that historically, it means they really do want average, ordinary, common citizens, not Wall Street and not an investment bank, but they want the little guy or little girl to be able to participate. So we see thousands of citizens being able to take advantage of this great opportunity.
We're talking with Bill Bartman, former CEO of Commercial Financial Services. His book is Bailout Riches. And Bill, we've seen with some of the TARP money involved here, and obviously this is a different program, but the banks banks are looking to give the money back, and the government's saying, no, we want a stake in your future business now. Are these individual investors going to be dealing with the same thing?
Well, always when you take on a partner, you have to be wary of who your partner is. And so, yes, if you're only going to put a dollar on the table and get the benefit of $14 worth of leverage, yes, there is one risk, and the one risk is you now have the federal government as your partner. But I think the risk, although there is one there, of having the federal government as your partner, is so outweighed by the opportunity for an upside. Now, does that mean that sometimes your partner won't be asking you to do some things you might not agree to? Yeah, I think Rick Wagner and General Motors found out what that was all about.
Bill, I know next month you've got your book coming out, Bailout Riches. What can folks expect in there?
Well, I show people how they can take part in this opportunity because, Greg, I was so fortunate. I was around in the last banking crisis, the one that went through in the 80s and the 90s, and my wife, Kathy, and I started our business from the kitchen table buying bad loans, and we literally borrowed $13,000 for our very first package, so it was a very small one, and we grew that company into a $3.5 billion opportunity. So I feel like I'm some qualified to tell people how to take advantage of this opportunity this time while it's right smack dab in front of us.
Very good. And Bill, in terms of your experience and you look at the current banking and financial crisis, where does this stack up compared to, say, the early 80s? Some folks, of course, take it all the way back to the Great Depression, but what do you most liken this current scenario to?
This opportunity we have in front of us now, whether you measure how bad it is or how good it is, because that's just the reverse way of looking at the same item, the size of this crisis is 10 times larger than anything that's ever happened in the history of man. Now, that's a very modest number. Actually, some people are saying it's 20 times larger or 30 times larger. But the point that we would make, Greg, is this opportunity then is 10, 20, or 30 times larger than even the opportunity Kathy and I had a chance to participate in back in the 80s and the 90s.
Bill, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Greg.
Bill Bartman, author of the forthcoming Bailout Riches, former CEO of Commercial Financial Services, current CEO of Bartman Enterprises. This is Dateline Washington.